This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We'll get the April Consumer Price Index tomorrow morning, and one guesses what the inflation reading is going to be at one's own risk. But that headline number, whatever it is only going to be part of the story, because how much you are spending depends on where you live. Regional variations are real. And inflation in the Mountain West, Montana and Wyoming, all the way down to Arizona and New Mexico, it's been running extra hot there. It peaked at 10% last year, 6% in March. Those are year-over-year figures, of course. And it is, that 6% number, a whole percentage point higher than the national average. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on what's driving up prices in the region that she calls home.
The cost of housing accounts for a third of the CPI. So it adds up that the index is running hottest in the Mountain West.
It's cuckoo here.
Here being Bozeman, Montana, where Megan Lawson lives. She's an economist with Headwaters Economics.
Unaffordable housing touches every aspect of the economy and life in these communities.
Lawson says a lot of people have used the newfound flexibility of remote work to move someplace with a view, and those digital nomads can afford to spend a lot more on housing than locals.
So places that have mountains and lakes and rivers are experiencing unprecedented increases in housing prices.
Higher housing costs mean employers have to pay higher wages.
It's going to increase the cost of living and make everything in these communities more expensive.
Rob Godby has seen evidence of that spiral in Laramie, Wyoming.
You know, when you're in a small town, a few people can make a difference.
Godby, a professor of economics at the University of Wyoming, says another thing driving up prices in the Mountain West is energy. He says most of the country has gotten some relief since prices surged last year.
If you look nationally, you know, year over year, you're looking at about a 6.5% decrease in energy costs. Whereas across the Mountain West, probably only about a 1.5% difference.
Thanks in part to an oil refinery shutdown in Denver and some constraints on natural gas pipelines in the region. Then there's the water issue.
The drought, the super drought in the West, as they call it.
John Restrepo heads up RCG Economics, based in Las Vegas.
If, for example, you're able to build fewer residential houses and apartments in a community because you have land and water constraints,
and there's not enough housing to go around in your growing city, then he says that drives up costs and the cycle starts all over again. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.